Hey guys, this is Gabe Andrade, the lead pastor of Tree of Life Church. Our vision is to lead people to become all-in followers of Jesus Christ. Our hope is that this podcast inspires you to grow deeper in your relationship with God and others. Enjoy this message.
If you weren't here last Sunday, then maybe you missed it. But if you were here last Sunday, then you already know. Pastor Gabe is on sabbatical. Some of you are like, sabbatical, what is that? It's an extended time off. Some of you are like, that's vacation. In the church world, it's called sabbatical. No, it is like a vacation, but it's intentional. And it's for him to turn his mind off from church problems, refresh, refocus, get into God's word. Not to be a pastor, but just for his own spiritual health, to focus on his family. And so he's going to be out for a few weeks. And while he's out, we're going to be going through a video series, Now, this video series that we're about to start today, while I'm talking about it, they're going to pass out some packets. So if you guys look to the sides, there's guys with packets there. These are contracts for you guys to, no, I'm just kidding. No, these packets are just for you to follow along with the video. It's fill in the blank. And so they're going to be passing pens out, I believe, to you as well. Unless you have your own, you can use your own. But they have pens and they have packets. So please take one. And while they're continuing to pass those out, I'll continue to explain what this is. So Pastor Gabe, last year, I think maybe during COVID, I don't know, we started slowly recording a session of videos. Because we knew this day would come, and we're just prophetic like that. No, we're not. No, this whole series was recorded because you guys are a tough crowd. Y'all didn't give me a little giggle or nothing. So we recorded all this series just to make it a more easier way to take people through a process so that they could become members of Tree of Life Church. Some people know it. What that they're familiar with that, they know what that's like. Some people don't have any idea what church membership, what is that? People don't know. And so this whole video is meant to walk you through a slower, we call it the growth path. If you're looking at your packet, you're seeing it there. There's four parts to this. It's meant to help you understand the purpose of being connected to a local church, being a member of a local church. Like, why is that important? And then if you decide to be a part of this church, what does that mean? What is that about? And then the next class, I believe, is based on how do we grow as Christians. If you want to know how do we grow as Christians, that'll be next week. And then the following week will be some common practices that Christians do to continue to grow and mature in their faith. And then the last class, the fourth one, will be talking about spiritual gifts. Do you have spiritual gifts? And if you do, what are they? And how do I use them? And what is the purpose of them? And what is all that for? And so that's what you can expect for the next 4 weeks. Today is step one. Next week be step two, then step three, then step four. I believe by step four, Pastor Gabe should be back by then. We'll still be in the series, but he'll actually be back. But that's what we'll be doing today at step one. So what I want to sort of prepare you for is this service, all of these services for the next 4 weeks are going to be a little bit shorter than what you guys are used to. Normally, services run about an hour and a half. This one's going to be a little bit shorter because it's pre-recorded and everything's been trimmed down to be a short video. And so today's message or teaching is about 18 minutes. And so you're going to get out of here a little bit earlier than you're used to. I don't know if that's a good thing for you or a bad thing for you, but if you had things to do after church, you'll have some time to get there because we're going to end a little bit sooner than usual. But today is step one, and you guys can follow along in the packets, fill in the blanks, and then, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to start step one. Go ahead and roll the video, and let's do that.
Welcome to The Growth Path. This class is the basic introduction to understanding the purpose of a local church and to help you become more familiar with our church family. Since we have many members from different church backgrounds, this class was designed to explain who we are and what we're all about. What is Tree of Life Church all about? Tree of Life Church exists to establish God's kingdom in our communities by leading people to become all-in followers of Jesus so that they might experience a life of freedom and fulfillment that God always intended for them. So the goal of this class is to help you understand the importance of the local church and give you the opportunity to become a member of Tree of Life Church. Why is the local church so important? It's a great question. Ephesians 2, 19 through 21 says, "So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all God's holy people. You are members of God's family. Together, we are His house, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And the cornerstone is Christ Jesus Himself. We are carefully joined together in Him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord." Number one, the church is God's family. It's the hope of the world as God's plan for reconciling mankind back to God and others. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus." To reconcile means to bring back. Jesus came to bring us back to God's family. Our greatest need is to be loved. We were made for relationships to build connection, trust, and community. Have you ever seen a person from the military that has been away from his family and he reunites to his loved ones? That's a beautiful picture. Being reconciled back to God is much, much greater. God says, "Welcome home." Number two, the church is the hope of the world and God's plan for restoring mankind back to the path of life. Psalms 23:3 says, "He refreshes and restores my soul, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness," which means uprightness and right standing with Him, not for my earning it, but for His name's sake. To restore means to put back in. If a book falls from its place, how do you restore it? You put it back in its original place or position. See, Jesus puts us back into the right position in God. Jesus restored us back to the way, the truth, and to everlasting life. Jesus came to put us back in right relationship with the Father. That's called righteousness. The church restores the Spirit of God, also called the Holy Spirit, back within the children of God. Number three, the church is the hope of the world and God's plan for reestablishing God's rule and reign in the earth, which is His kingdom. It's awesome. It's beautiful. So, Matthew 16, 18 through 19 says, "I also say that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven." God's desire and will is for the earth to reflect the culture of heaven. Dallas Willard said that the kingdom of God is the range of God's effective will in the earth. It's when what God wants to happen, happens. See, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is peace, joy, righteousness, mercy, forgiveness, justice, and much, much more. God's will is for faith, hope, and love to remain forever in our lives. Number four, the church is the hope of the world and God's plan for reproducing followers of Jesus Christ. Matthew 28, 19 and 20 says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The church exists to lead people to become all-in followers of Jesus Christ. The church is to facilitate new birth for all who receive salvation. A follower of Jesus Christ is on the path of continual spiritual growth. It's a life of discipline. It's a life completely devoted to God. Our main focus is taken from the scripture. Mark 12, 28 to 31. "So one of the teachers of the religious law was standing there listening to the debate. He realized that Jesus had answered well. So he asked, 'Of all the commandments, which is the most important?' Jesus replied, 'The most important commandment is this: Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The second is equally important: love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these.'" So our main focus, it's to lead people to become all-in followers of Jesus Christ. We're going to repeat that over and over again. So how do we accomplish our main focuses? With the weekend services. Our weekend services, they serve people at all stages in their spiritual journey, but are primarily geared towards helping people build up their faith to connect to a life-giving relationship with God. That's super important. Our weekend services focus on connecting with God in three ways. Number one, worship. John 4, 23 and 24 says the following, "But the time is coming, indeed it is here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship Him that way. For God is a spirit, so those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." Another word for worship is to love. We love God above anything and everything. We love God by singing praises to Him for everything that He has done for us. We clap our hands, we raise our hands as an act of worship. See, we grow in our affection towards Jesus each and every day. Number two, the Word. Timothy 3, 16 and 17 says, "All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are on the wrong path, when we're wrong, and it teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip us, His people, to do every good work." The Word of God is the ultimate authority in our lives. The Bible is God's love letter to us. As we read the Bible reads us. It reveals our identity and purpose found in Jesus Christ. The Bible is our roadmap. It's our compass. It's our navigator, GPS, and spiritual guide. We live our lives based on what the Word of God says. We read, teach, memorize, and meditate on the Word of God daily. Number three is prayer. Matthew 21, 13 says the following. He said to them, "The Scriptures declare the temple will be called a house of prayer." Prayer is communicating with God. Prayer is our first response to every situation. We pray to speak to Jesus and to hear from Him. Prayer is given to us as a gift to communicate to our Heavenly Father. So as we meet on the weekend, we are focusing on worshiping Jesus with music, preaching and teaching the Bible, and communicating with God by praying. Our weekend gatherings can feel overwhelming, and it can be difficult to connect in a large setting. Therefore, we meet in life groups with about 8 to 12 people to experience community in a smaller setting. Life groups are super important. Real life change happens in the context of relationships. In the Bible, they worship in the temple, but ministry happened house to house. Our life groups are primarily geared toward building biblical community where people can grow spiritually. Our life groups, they focus on spiritual growth by practicing grace, living a life of grace. Romans 8:31 says, "What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us?" See, grace is unmerited favor. Grace is God's unconditional love that cannot be earned. It can only be received as a gift. See, grace is knowing that God is for you. Grace is knowing that God believes in us more than we believe in Him. In a life group, you will be accepted just as you are. A life group is a safe place where God's people can build relationships in a judgment-free zone. Number two, our life groups focus on spiritual growth through truth. See, John 8:32 says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." We all need to be set free. Truth is the original formation. Truth is what God had in mind when He created everything. We all need truth to become who we were designed to be. See, we need to grow, and truth helps us mature in our character. We need truth to combat the lies that the enemy has been speaking to us from the moment that we were conceived. In a life group, you will receive truth about who you are and who you are not. As we develop relationships and friendships in the community, we help each other grow and mature by studying God's Word and giving each other feedback. Our life groups, they focus spiritual growth also with time. Galatians 6, 9 says, "So let us not get tired of doing what is good, and at the right time we will reap a harvest of blessing if we do not give up." It takes time to change. It takes patience to go through the process of becoming a follower of Jesus Christ. The good news is that God's patience is absolutely perfect. as we live life in community together, it is important for us to give people time to grow and to heal. So just to review of what we went through, our life groups focus on grace, truth, and time. Our desire is for every person to be connected within our community in life groups. We are a life group church. As new people could come and they connect to Tree of Life, we offer the growth path. That's what you're on right now. Tree of Life's growth path is designed to start you off on your spiritual journey, your spiritual growth journey, so that you can grow as a disciple and develop your purpose in God. The growth path focuses on belonging to God's family. That's number one. God welcomes us with open arms to be a part of His family. Number two, becoming like Jesus. Jesus Christ is the best and greatest version of every man and woman. Number three, believing in God. We will grow through the essential truths needed to develop our faith. Number four, building with Jesus. We are called to build up as we serve one another. We build up people. We are here to help you discover your spiritual gifts so that you can be a blessing to others. It has been said that teamwork makes the dream work. Well, I believe that God's dream becomes a reality when we serve others with our gifts. All of us were created by God to make a difference in the life of another person. God has a plan for you where your abilities and strengths can touch the lives of others. We believe that your life will never make sense until you find, develop, and fulfill that purpose. On the Dream Team, that's our team members, every member is a minister. That's right, every member is a minister. Number two, every task is important, everyone. And every member is a 10 in some area. This is our main focus as a church, and we are so excited to walk alongside you on your spiritual journey. So let's talk about our culture. Matthew 7:20 says the following. Yes, just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. It's important for us to talk about how we treat one another. So what is culture? Culture is the byproduct of values shared by a group of people. Every home and organization has its own culture based on the values of the people that are part of the home and organization. You can see the difference in cultures when you visit different businesses. For example, like Walmart, they may value having low prices, while another store like Target, they value excellence over bargains. That value will affect the culture of that store, the people that work there, and the people that shop there. The result of that scenario is that you might have a store with low prices but a poor shopping experience, while the other store will have a more pleasant shopping experience rather than the cheapest prices in town. Neither one of these values are wrong. They just shape the culture of these environments. Tree of Life Church is no different. We have a set of values that we place above others. These values are somewhat of an honor code or a standard that we choose to live by. These values shape the culture of our church and set us apart from other cultures. In other words, people like us do things like this. So here are our Tree of Life values. Number one, faith first. What we seek first orders our lives. Therefore, we seek God first through worship, His word, and prayer. Worship. The more that we love Jesus, the more we become like Him. The Word of God is our spiritual life source and the ultimate authority in our lives. Prayer. Prayer is our first response. We pray about anything and everything. Number two, my church, my responsibility. We all have a purpose and a place in building God's church, using our time, talents, and treasures. The church is not a building, it's a body. As members of the body of Christ, we take personal responsibility to serve others with our gifts. Number three, come as you are, don't leave as you are. We accept each other as we are, but challenge each other to grow. We welcome all to join with open arms. Number four, keep believing, keep showing up. We believe change happens when we are consistently present, especially in difficult times. Faith is not a one-time thing. It's not an event, it's a lifestyle. We keep believing and we keep showing up in our faith, in our family, and friends. Number five, relationship above issue. We seek to understand each other and continue to pursue relationships despite our differences. Because we love each other, we work on the issues. We forgive each other just as Christ has forgiven us. We let things go so that we can continue to grow. These are our values. This is our culture. So here's our hope for you. 2 Corinthians 10:15 says that we hope that your faith will grow and that your boundaries of our work among you will be extended. Our hope for you is that you continue the growth path, that you take your next steps, and here they are. Number one, get water baptized. It's a commandment if you have not been baptized already. Number two, become a member of Tree of Life Church. We want you to be a part of our family. Number three, make your way into a life group. And number four, serve on the Dream Team. Here's the membership covenant. Personalize it. Having received Christ as my Lord and Savior and being in agreement with the values and ideas presented in the membership class, I now feel led by the Holy Spirit to unite with the Tree of Life Church family. In doing so, I commit myself to God and to the other members by doing the following. Number one, I will protect the unity of my church by acting in love toward other members, by refusing to gossip, by following the leadership. Number two, I will share the responsibility of my church by praying for its growth, by inviting others to attend, and by warmly welcoming those who visit. Number three, I will serve the ministry of my church because it's a family, by discovering my gifts and talents, by being equipped to serve by my leaders, by developing a servant's heart. Number four, I will support the testimony of my church by attending church and life groups faithfully, by living a godly life, and by giving regularly. We are a family. Congratulations, you have completed step one to the growth path. I'm super proud of you, and I'm praying for your spiritual journey. I look forward to seeing you at step two of the growth path.
You guys are like, dang, that was quick, right? Church is over. No. I'll dismiss here in just a minute. I just want to point out that I believe there in the content section, you guys will see that it says on page 17, there's an appendix. And some of you may have noticed that it's not included in this packet. I'm not sure why it's not included in the packet. Maybe they were trying to save money. I don't know. But anyways, if you want to see that appendix, it includes, I believe, this our statement of faith, like what our position is on a lot of essential Christian doctrines. And so if you want to see that page, just go to our website, treeoflife.church. You'll see at the top of the tab there where it says Growth Path, just click on that and you'll see all the classes, and you can download a digital copy of this packet that actually includes the appendix if you want to see that. Also, another thing I want to point out is that normally when this class is given, there is usually a membership form that's handed out for those that want to make the decision to officially on paper say, yes, I want to be a member of this church. But we don't have that for you here today. Plus, we're on a Sunday, you know, this is a Sunday setting. Some people are just visiting or attending. The whole decision of becoming a member wasn't even something on their mind. But maybe some of you are thinking, okay, yeah, I just saw this and I think I'm ready. Or some of you might say, well, I'm going to wait till the whole series is done. I want to finish the whole class. That's fine too. By then, Pastor Gabe will be back and then he can tell you how to fill that form out and officially be a member. But we won't have that for you here today. I just wanted to point that out in case you were like, okay, what's next? How do I become a member if I wanted to be one? For the rest of those steps there, if you want to get involved, like I mentioned, you can go to our website, sign up for teams, or right now there's not any groups happening. They always come back, take a break, come back. With the exception of the women's social life group. So again, you can take advantage of that, get into community, and begin to build those relationships. And then the last thing I want to mention is that next Sunday, we actually won't be having service. And I want to make sure that you guys put that in your calendar. Next Sunday only. Just only next Sunday, won't be having service. I don't know the date for the following Sunday, but we'll be right back continuing this class. We'll be in step two. And so we won't see you next Sunday, July 3rd, but we'll see you the following Sunday. And that's it for today. And so I'll close this out in prayer. If you guys want to stand to your feet, we'll pray. And then we'll be on our way.
Thanks for listening to the message of the week. Help us spread the good news of the gospel by sharing this message with friends and family. For more information, visit our website, treeoflife.church, or across social media at Tree of Life Church. See you next week.